this is Connie Saunders back again with Foreclosure Freedom Network. Just yesterday, the President's Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan was released along with lender guidelines. Let's take a look at what this means for the average Joe. Point one, loans must be originated on or before January 1st, 2009. Well, that's pretty easy. Very few loans actually originated after that point. Second point, first lien loans or first mortgages on owner-occupied property with unpaid principal balances up to $729,750 or higher if the owner occupies the property and they have over two but less than five units on it, basically is a qualification for this point. And keep in mind here, the important points are first lien loan. It can't be a second mortgage. It can't be a home equity line of credit. And it has to be an owner-occupied property, not income property. And again, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac high interest rates, the highest ones that they'll support, which is $729,750. Or as I stated earlier. And the only people that will qualify are ones that have Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans. The third point here are all borrowers must fully document income, including the most recent pay stubs, tax returns or profit and loss statements, and they have to have a financial hardship letter and a signed affidavit. And the fourth point here is property owner occupancy must be verified through a credit report or other firm documentation. This is not going to be left up to a question mark. Fifth point, modifications can start anywhere from 3/4/2009, that's yesterday, through to December 31st, 2012, and can only be modified once under this program, so keep that in mind. Terms and procedures. Lenders have to now focus on net present value and test this against what they could get from a new owner, a new buyer of this property at current rates versus what they're going to get from this current owner modifying the loan or versus what they're going to get with it before modifying the loan. And if they're going to get so much more from the current owner before modifying the loan than the net present value test, then they do qualify for getting a loan modification. That's the basic criteria. Unless they were guilty of fraud, or it looks like it, and or the servicer contract prohibits doing this, and that is possible in some cases. The second term, on the net present value test, there are specific guidelines, such as there needs to be a certain standard broker price opinion now done, and also taking a look at the overall trend of housing in that neighborhood. For instance, in San Bernardino and Riverside, remember, it's a negative 34% for 2008. And the foreclosure costs for 5 months in California, a timeline, are an average of $40,000. And borrower cure and default rates are pretty high on the default side unless the loan is very sustainable. For instance, last year there was a 54% failure rate for loan modifications because they were not sustainable. So now it's mandatory for lenders to look at this. The third point here is servicers will follow a specific sequence of steps in order to reduce the monthly payments to no more than 31% of the gross monthly income or debt to income ratio, which is in this case the front end ratio. And that's calculated by taking the principal, interest, taxes, and insurance on the property and dividing it by the total gross monthly income. And you have to get 31% or greater on that, but not too much greater. And the fourth point, the sequence of modifying this is to first reduce the interest rate to a floor rate of 2%. So that means you can't reduce it further than 2%, and you can potentially extend the term of the loan to up to 40 years, but not more than 40 years. So in other words, it can't just be interest only. So you have to have some payment of the principal. And if that still doesn't get the person into that 31% range, the lender needs to forbear some of the principal. In other words, they have to actually put a balloon payment unsecured at the tail end of the loan, payable after the loan is paid off type of solution. Or they can shoot those people over to the Hope for Homeowners product, which is an acceptable product that came out last year, the middle of last year. The fifth point, monthly payments include principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, including flood and homeowners, HOA and COA fees. And then on the point of monthly income, this includes wages, salaries, overtime fees, commissions, tips, Social Security, pensions, and any other form of income that exists. Now, there are some points on payments to servicers that can help in this process. First of all, the first point, the program will share with the lender the cost of reducing the monthly payments from 38% to 31%. So let's say your loan, your debt-to-income front-end ratio is 42%. The lender has to come down 44% in order to bring that down to 38%. Then when at 38%, each percentage rate reduced from there, the government will split it with the lender. So the lender, the most they'll have to do for that remaining 7% is 3.5%. And the government will come up with the other 3.5%. Second point here is servicers that modify loans according to the guidelines will receive upfront fees of $1,000. Plus, they'll get pay-for-success fees on still-performing loans of $1,000 per year. So that's very good news because that means the servicers will be on your side and they'll want to get sustainable loan for you. And then the third point, if the homeowners make their payments on time, they're eligible for up to $1,000 principal reduction payments each year for up to 5 years, which is also great news for you. If you just make your payments on time, we'll get an additional $1,000 each year reduced on your principal payments. That's great news. Fourth point, the program will provide a one-time bonus incentive payment of $1,500 to the lender or investors and $500 to the servicers if they modify loans that are still current on their mortgage payments. So this gives a little extra bonus to the lenders and the servicers if they go out of their way to see a borrower who's in trouble but has not yet defaulted on their loan and get that person into a better loan product before they go into default. The fifth point here is the program will include incentives for extinguishing second liens or loans modified under this program, second liens on any other loans. So if the lenders have to spend time on a second lien, they're going to get some payment for that. So it will help compensate them for the work that they have to do on that. Sixth point, no payment will be made under the program to the lender or investor or servicer or borrower unless and until the servicer has first entered the program agreement with Treasury's financial agent. So they have to sign that agreement. And that's going to be helped by all of you guys putting in your loan applications, and it'll push that line forward. The seventh point is any of these incentives, similar incentives, will be set up for the Hope for Homeowners refinances. So if you qualify for Hope for Homeowners, which we can discuss at another point, and they steer you in that direction, the lenders will also get bonuses for that. So basically everybody wins. Now the very last point is accountability. There are a lot of measures set up in this to prevent and detect fraud and audit the files and audit what the borrower is saying or the homeowner is saying that their rates are. So please be sure that you're honest on this. It certainly isn't going to help you any fraud in the application, and you may be disqualified for the entire term of this product. That's it. Have a great week. And I'm glad to have had this opportunity to talk to you today.